And we'll
Probably
figure it
not.
out.
It'll be all
I
right.
just refuse to let you have the recording permission. Ugh, hungover. Ugh.
Same here, buddy.
Damn, just a couple comics hungover, late nights.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry I didn't show up last night, Kenny. Like I said, I was watching Space Odyssey.
Guys have sex
with my girlfriend.
Yes,
I wish I was watching Guys Have Sex. All right, everybody. No, I'll get into it. I'll get into it in a second because we're back with another episode of Fuck You, Dad. Today we have another very funny guest from Raleigh, North Carolina, one of the boys and co-hosts of the Conspiracy Beer Me podcast. It's Sam Azzani. Sam, what's up, man?
Hey, I'm in New York now, bitch. Don't.
Oh, sorry. I forgot that's a huge credit. That's a big deal.
It's
that
very
you have
important
to mention.
That people think that I'm not in Raleigh.
Yeah. People realize that you're past that stage of
that
life.
I'm doing stand up for real.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah, you
everybody
have your
that lives there. You guys are all gonna make it.
Me and Kenyon have both been asked though. Here in Chicago, if we count, when they ask us how long we've been doing comedy, and we're like, oh, you know, 4 or 5 years. And then I've been asked, oh, do you count the time that you did in North Carolina? As if like it's just like time in Narnia or whatever,
well,
a different dimension.
You should just go next time you see them do a set, you're like, have you started counting the time that you're doing comedy yet? Because I don't think you are doing comedy yet.
Yeah.
We're all at the same open mic. I mean,
yeah,
technically,
it's like, what's going on? You're on a big dick just because it's like, yeah, well, that was a city that didn't matter. Now I'm in another city that doesn't matter.
Well, it's that, and you could just go, well, I mean, it's worse for you if I don't count that time because I've been here for like 2 months and we're doing the same shit.
Yeah.
So I think you should assume that I count that time because
then
at least we'll be on equal footing. Says like it's like the guy that's been in Chicago for 5 years. Like, you fucking count that time. It's never people good. It's no. Was it ever anybody that was good?
No,
no, of course
awful,
not.
Like
of course not.
Terrible people that are just sort of like your whole thing is you're just there. You've gotten drunk with people for like 10 years. That's like your whole thing.
If your credit is time elapsed in an area, it's disastrous. You are also just so angry. You're just I mean, I put in 6 years here, so I mean, that's probably what is that like 15 years in Raleigh time, and you're like, you have nothing. You worm.
Like, that's legitimately like somebody sitting at a slot machine being like, listen, I've sat here for 5 hours. It's going to pay out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they do.
That's the biggest metaphor for stand up I can think of.
Yeah,
just
it really
slot
is.
Slot machine, like, oh, it's going to come through this time. I mean,
yeah, and then just, yeah, somebody just hot walks in and sits down and like, oh, I found a quarter on the ground and put it in. It's like, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Meanwhile, you're just pissing in a bag. Shit your pants. You're like, eyes are bloodshot. You're like, oh man, I was thinking about switching to that machine. But it's probably too late. It's not going to do two wins in a row. Oh. Then somebody comes over. Here's another drink. And you're like, I guess I'll stay.
Yeah. That's every single show. Every single hot show you do is just, you just want a little bit to stay at the casino. That's
comedy's cruel in that you just when you're like, I've had enough, you have a good set, then you're like, all right.
Every single time, man, I'm like in the gutter, like, this is a stupid way to live my life. And then I, you know, have one good set, and then the one new line I thought of really hit, and I'm like, oh dude, I'm a fucking, here we go.
Yeah. I was put on this planet to do this.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, exactly.
It's an injustice if I don't. I mean,
I don't want to jinx myself, but I've like recently got to a spot. I've gotten to a spot where like, I'm going to jinx myself. I haven't like bombed in a really long time. Like in a hurt, like I feel like this, the floor of how bad I can get has raised.
I understand that.
So like, I feel like, I mean, I've had some bad sets that I'm like, that kind of sucked, and I'll listen back to it. And you're like, but yeah, you're going through your material. You're getting laughs at like the main points,
the main
stuff
points,
along the
yeah.
way isn't getting the laughs it normally would get, but you're still like, if you from the audience perspective, you were just like fine.
You didn't ruin the show. It wasn't soul crushingly bad.
Right. Where it used to be like that. Where like if I miss like two jokes in a row, like when I was like 2 years in or 3 years in, the set is over. Doesn't matter how much time. It does not matter how much time I have left. If I missed, I would just be so rattled. I'd be like, I fucking suck. I don't even want to talk to these people anymore. I'm like looking at the ground, just.
Yeah, that's the worst. Just the death spiral. You're just like saying words fast to get out of there.
Which is funny because a lot of times, you just get like the perspective where you go, you immediately jump to the worst conclusion of what they think about you. Where really, in reality, they're just like, well, those two jokes he started with weren't really for me. Or like, I was looking at my phone or something weird happened in the room. But then you just personalize it so much. You go, well, they hate me and they'll never like anything I'm going to say. I'm going to die. I'm fucked. And you're just like, ah.
Yeah. No one in the crowd is like, yeah, your dad was right about you. Like, intense, intimate, hatred of you. They're just sort of like, they really like that one.
They want you to win. Certain rooms they kind of don't want you to win. But for the most part they want you to win. And in the rooms where they don't want you to win, they just want you to try hard to break them out of that. They still secretly inside of that shell of not wanting you to win, they want you to overcome that, and they do want
they want you to talk about how you're not winning and kind of try to get your way out of there.
What I'm saying is anytime I'm on a black show is what I'm talking about. They want you to come out and they go yes.
You just gotta some rooms, if you're not doing crowd work, they just will not accept anything you're about to say.
Which is so funny because I was like, that was so not emphasized in North Carolina. That was such a big thing
I think that's because the helium is the main sort of,
and they don't want you to do that at all.
They don't have you do that. So same here, like the hosts, if any comedy club, they start with crowd work here, but if the helium, you don't. So if the big opportunities that you're doing, you don't do crowd work, pretty much never do crowd work. Even though you're in front of people all the time, we should do crowd work. Like using that, but
I noticed because the only crowd work that we would do in North Carolina is when people were way too hammered at a bar. So I moved,
you do like crowd control at that point.
Exactly.
But that's experience.
When I moved here, it took time to be like, okay, crowd work isn't always like. Because people would be like,
"Shut up, you stupid bitch!"
Exactly. I'd be like, "Wait, I'd be in 10th gear already." I'd be "You should shut the fuck up at a comedy show. How about that?" And they're like, "It's my birthday." I was always on 10th gear, so it took me a while to like realize like it's like more relaxed. Like it's a thing that even some comedy club managers like expect you to do lots of.
It's so easy to crush. You go, hey, what shirt is that from the gay store? And everybody's like, this guy's the best. yes. And you're like, and then you try to do your joke that you crafted, and then like it kind of doesn't go great. And you're like, oh, that guy looks fucking ugly as hell. And they're like, this guy's so fucking good. Why does he do that again? And you're like, dude, comedy's easy. What am I doing?
It really is, though. It really is everything.
This guy just took a shit. They're like, he did. Fucking shit. And you're like,
if somebody comes out of the bathroom and you hit them with a, how was your shit? I mean, that's just.
The show's over, dude. It doesn't get funnier than this. Like, who's going to come out and say something funnier than accusing somebody of taking a shit? There's nobody. They're like, stop the show. Let's start filling the people in for the next one. Because these guys, they hit the peak. Let's go to the bar and celebrate this comedic achievement.
It's truly an art. It's truly an art.
Yeah, then the thing you worked on.
Don't you remember the first time you were at a comedy show and saw a guy do the, hey, did this guy shit? Like, I lost it. I remember.
I've never actually seen that.
You really haven't? It's such a, I've seen it so many times.
Just, I've never seen it.
Somebody like just shuffling back in.
I would think that was fucking dumb, honestly.
Somebody shuffling back into their seat. Oh, it's like you're almost guaranteed. There's like a 50-50 shot. The person on stage goes, whoa, the guy just took a shit. And everybody's like,
yeah. Because it's such a freebie.
Are you allowed to do other people's crowd work?
Yeah, I think so.
Crowd work, I feel like, is a communal thing. It's like take a penny, leave a penny.
It's not a very specific line. Like, if the take a shit line, I don't think anyone gets to say that they wrote that. I don't think anybody gets to say that.
I mean, how many times have you seen, are you guys on a date and then, like, blank if you're okay or some shit?
I feel like it's almost in the realm because crowd work is conversation. It's almost in the realm of like cliched jokes you say when someone's like, "How are you doing?" You're like, "Weekend wasn't long enough." Like,
right?
It's almost the same thing.
But that's what's always weird to me about like people that like fawn over that, because you go, "Well, this guy's just like a Rolodex of things that people say already." That's why you like, you're like, wow, this is a great crowd work.
Someone said that to you, like someone reviewed your stand up and they're like, he's just a Rolodex of things people say already.
but am I wrong that that's just like, no, that's basically that's good crowd work is just like, this guy is like, has indexed every possible thing that's been said since the 80s to somebody in a crowd and then just is able to pull it fast. And
I don't know, sometimes it's very unique. Funny,
unless it's right. Higher level, like Rory Scovel, I would argue is like higher level stuff, because he'll take one comment and go for 8, 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah,
you know? But yeah, those like quick ones, like there's only so much you could say.
But that
when somebody is, you know, wearing a wacky sweater,
right? You know? just like the amount of time you just see somebody crushing, just like ragging on the some like, what is this guy fucking dressed up like Jersey Shore or some shit? Oh, it's me, Snooki. You gonna fuck Snooki tonight? And people are like, this guy's he's look at him mentioning things that I know, and you're like, uh-huh. And then you go up, you're like, hey, here's a bit that I've crafted for 3.5 years, and they're like, this sucks.
I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this fucking story about how you beat up your cousin or whatever in elementary school.
This stinks. And then I get back to commenting on this guy's stupid shirt.
You got a poopy butthole, man.
Comedy sucks. We should quit, dude. What about that?
What are we doing?
I'm just kidding. I love it.
Okay,
it's so
Sam.
Good. What do you want to know? I'm sorry. I turned your podcast, that's a comedy podcast, into stand-up.
Yeah, we're trying to stay away from just stand-up.
We're trying to stay away from we're not famous, nobody cares. So just no one cares about the in and outs of performing at a pizza restaurant. All right.
It's true. It does stink
enough to be like, oh yeah, you didn't do crowd work in North Carolina. That's interesting. They're like, get with the jokes. I'm on my way to work. All right.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Did you but you grew up in Raleigh? Were you like a were you like always the class clown kind of kid, or were you like a troublesome munchkin?
I was a demon in high school. I don't know.
In high school?
Yeah,
that's
bad. I was a demon like in class. I was deeply depressed.
Right.
So I was like scathingly mean, but it was funny. But like just not to the person that was like, you just like nuclear strike someone from across the room. Like people, like there were kids that were like bigger than me and could beat me up that were just like afraid because I would just say something just.
Oh, that's good that you made them afraid.
Tactical nuke. But no, but you feel bad about it, like as an adult.
That's how I was like. In high school. I couldn't fight, but I would just talk a level of shit that was like so like it was funny, but so aggressive. That'll like turn people off. They're like, oh, you can't talk to me.
Because like he's like, maybe you'll like break his nose, but before you break his nose, he's gonna say a thing that everybody in the school will never forget. And they'll always remember when they look at my face. You're like, so is it worth it? And you're like, that's right. I hold all the power. I mean, I was like, it was bad. I'm trying to think of like a good example of I ruthlessly. See, this is so unflattering, but I will tell you, I ruthlessly tortured our theater arts teacher because he was just
the,
like
the teachers deserve it.
It was like to a point where it was because I mean, I think every like if you're like a class clown or just like a dipshit in class, you can kind of clock when somebody's weak. Essentially, it's so sociopathic.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, it sounds scary. I sensed that he was. I thought about becoming a teacher at one point in my life. This is why I would never.
This was not going through my head actively as a kid. This is from going back and like talking about it in therapy because I feel bad about it. And like you just like and you're like trying to unpack. You're like, how did I get to this? And you're like, probably you noticed that he was like there was a power vacuum and you needed the attention, so you seized on it. And you're like, well, that's kind of psychotic, but I guess that's true.
that sounds like pre-human era stuff. Like you had bigger bone and other monkey had smaller bone, so you beat monkey. You beat monkey and demand other monkey pound their chest at you.
I mean, I was just like,
what it is.
It was just insane. Like it was just the antics level were too high in that. It was a technical theater class. One thing that I really like to do is I'd like to, so he's just like this impotent, like just man who,
well, he's a theater teacher,
like, right? Yeah. And he's like just like straight out of Central Casting, like impotent white guy theater teacher who just is like just so soft and such a bitch. And there was an assignment where we had to do something on laptops, and my friend had found his dating profile, our teacher's dating profile. No. This is like this is so fucked up. So I took his profile picture and I tiled it as my background.
Okay.
And then I called him over, like, hey, can you help me with something? And he came over and he's like, what's this? And I go, oh, nothing. I just admire you so much. And you just like could tell that like a part, like two worlds collided
weren't
supposed to. And he didn't. He's like, they found my, he's like, well, maybe you don't look at that kind of stuff. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Was that, I mean, it was just on the regular internet.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And like that, I feel deeply bad about that.
Well, that's,
it's like,
I have no idea how I'd respond to that. Do I just leave the room?
Well, it's like this is demonic.
Well, you're no, like, it's kind of like when my mom left, like she just left some weed on the coffee table and didn't say anything, but it was like she is putting it there to let me know that she knows.
Yeah.
And then just kind of to fuck with me in that like weird middle space.
All right. I'll tell you one funny one and I'll tell you the worst one that is like irredeemable. And it makes and it like, it is like in like the top five of like things that I think is like evil that I've done. And it makes me sad, but it is kind of funny though. So there was we did tech theater. So like, and so there's tech theater class where you like do all, like all the lighting and shit. And I would just go in the booth when he was like setting up for the play. He would like be like walking around the stage and like I'd go into the spotlight booth and I would just turn the spotlight on and I would just spotlight onto his penis, like his crotch. And he's like, who's up there? Who's up there? Stop it. And I would just like kind of shoot him in the face with it. And he's like, Sam, I know it's you. You got to get down over there. And just everybody in the class just dying laughing. I'm just like on his, just like pinpoint on his penis.
Are you just Cartman? You're just Cartman from South
Park. I mean, it was pretty bad. Okay. So that one's, so that one is funny haha antics.
Yeah,
but then this is like, I'm not proud of this at all.
Did you like, would you torture somebody?
No.
That five just, times you're like, it's demonic. I was like,
well, it was just because it didn't have any it was humorless. It was just mean. It was just like,
yeah, that is least as funny because you're like,
it's like, oh, it's
this
like
this man has a penis and like, it should be eliminated.
Like we said earlier, traditional comedy stuff.
It's really right, you just exactly. Yeah. Also, I was a teenager, but also, I was I failed the 11th grade four times, so I was 21. No, just kidding.
Yeah. You're like drinking beer in the
like the laser guy.
Like, how is he allowed in the class? And you're like, technically, you're allowed to stay enrolled until you're 21 in North Carolina. Yeah. So I'm gonna get my education. And like, Jesus Christ.
Love me, kids. Love me. You're calling everybody else kids.
Yeah, I'm like, aren't I the coolest kid in class? And they're like,
a grown man.
The problem is just it's not that funny. So like he, like the play's coming up and he's like obviously really stressed out about the play and he like leaves his like lunch out on the stage and it's just this banana and I just like stomped it out. So I just stomped it out. See, this is me. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So then he comes, but here's the sociopathic shit. There was this one kid in the class who was like the teacher's pet and he was like constantly waging war against me on behalf of the teacher.
Naturally.
Probably right. He had a conscience.
You're like, it's just one narc. And I'm like, just sounds like a good guy.
It was probably the whole class. It was just one kid had balls to like try to stand up to you.
You're probably right. I mean, yeah, it's horrible. So he comes back, the teacher comes back in and he goes, who did this? Who this is my lunch? And he's just like sad. You know, like, and then like, even at the time I go, I was like,
not even mad. Just
and even guys, in my head, I'm like, this isn't good. Like, you just like, there's a part of you goes like, this is, what is this? Even the shitty teenager, you're like, this is, what was the bit?
When there's no laugh and the guy's just sad, you're like, oh no, this.
Well, you don't get the, you feel like you felt something kind of break a little bit in him. And you're like, this isn't fun. You're like, because you want to see him get angry. You don't want to see him go.
Exactly.
Oh, that was my lunch. Oh my god, that was
one good thing in my life.
I was fucking looking. I was gonna eat that banana today, and I just fucking can't deal with this. Start sobbing. So the kid who, I'll call him Brian. Brian, the other kid, goes, "Sam did it," and I go, "Actually,
no,
Brian did it." Right, guys. Everybody in the class is like, just put in this like. They go, "Yeah, it was Brian."
Wow. Oh, I was wrong.
Yeah.
The guy who actually liked him.
I took him out, dude.
And did the teacher believe that?
And then the teacher goes, "Well, Brian, I guess you should clean that up." And then Brian's like, clean it up with a broom. And here's the sick shit. I said, "Brian," boy, he looked at me. I took a picture on my phone.
See, I'm a piece. I haven't matured at all because that's still
but
really.
But that's insane.
That is.
No, I'm gonna be honest. You've always made me kind of you scare me a little bit. So.
That's yeah.
There's
right?
there's some darkness in you. I don't see a lot of empathy in you. Dude, like dude. I would have been that kid. I'm Brian. I like to shit talk and be roasted mean. Like you're scared.
You're reacting properly. Because that moment has like haunted me. I've like talked to so much, like I've spent so much time in therapy talking about that. I'm like, what is that? And your therapist is like, "Look, you were a kid. Like you gotta like cut yourself some slack." I'm like, yeah, but that's in there somewhere. That guy.
Like you said, somewhere. I feel like I've seen a poke out in the years. I don't think it's deep enough.
I'm like, that's fucked.
I think there's a picture of hanging out. There was one time in the green room of Good Nights that I was nervous for this Sunday show that I sweat through my pants. And there's a picture of my ass that exists. That I believe it was you that took a picture, and you can just see the. It looks like I shit myself.
I never disseminated it. It was never spread.
No. You never posted it or anything.
Yeah, you. I mean.
Like how Sam's like, "I'm reformed. I don't post it anymore."
But you wanted it as a trophy. You wanted people's like humiliation. Yeah, you wanted the trophy of it.
You know what it is? If we want, so we can pivot into family stuff.
Yeah.
My mom, when my little brother would cry, I should not be airing this, but when my little brother would cry, she would take pictures of him. And there's like all these weird pictures of him
crying.
Wait,
why?
Because my parents are fucked.
I really love, like, there's no explanation. You're like, they're fucking insane.
That's nuts, right?
Okay, well, you make more sense in that context.
Right.
You got the stomping on the banana, but like you're crying, you like, you know, I don't know, you break your ankle or something, you're crying, and your mom's just like, "Let's take a little photo for the document."
It wouldn't be like physical pain.
Cried today, you know?
It wouldn't be physical pain, it'd be like emotion, which is almost worse. Like you're like sad about something, or like you're like, we would get into a fight, and my younger brother would be crying, and she would just like, there's just picture albums that like randomly interspersed with pictures are just like one of us sobbing.
We've heard some crazy stuff on the show.
That's fucked up, right?
That's one of the
crazy. Really
I
weird.
Have goosebumps right now.
Yeah, that's fucked up. It's fucked up.
That feels haunting. Like if you haven't been home in a while, you go home and you're like, "Oh, there's some good times," and you see a random photo of you crying and then your brother crying, and you're like, why would anyone laminate that?
But it's so weird. The thing about that shit is that like you. So you grow up in it, you don't realize that it's weird or fucked up.
Yeah.
And you'll countless times happens to me where I'll just casually be like, "Yeah, you know, I'll be telling a story not about that." And then like a detail like that will come up and people will just get hung up. They're like, "Wait, what?"
Yeah. No.
That's how you realize. Yeah.
So really, like, wait, what do you mean?
Yeah. You're there's like, an awakening moment when you come from a crazy family where they're like, "Wait, holy shit, everybody doesn't happen to like you don't have the crying photo album?" Like you're like, "Fuck."
It's weird. It's like you get pulled out of the matrix. They like pull a thing out of your head and you're like, "Oh, your parents don't do that?" They're like, "Yeah,
they're supposed to love you."
Yeah.
It's like,
so I guess that picture thing isn't that weird. I mean, it's weird, but it makes sense.
Yeah. It makes your response to it. That is the bookend of the SVU episode. That is your life. Like it all ties together. Would it be regular if it was better at Law and Order?
Can it be Criminal Intent, please?
Yeah. Criminal Minds.
So I'm not doing sex crimes.
Yeah, you're right.
I shoved the banana up that kid's ass, and I took a picture of it.
Oh,
geez. Okay.
Well, Sam, I think that is half an hour. I think we did it.
Did we really do a half hour on me just being a psycho?
I think that that was great. That was good. We touched on family stuff at the end, but okay. I mean, I think you came off as endearing. I mean, your attitude about it now is refreshing, at least.
I thought there was going to be more time to build a character arc to this. And we only hit an inciting incident where you're like, I really hope he changes. And then that's just never coming in this.
Yeah.
Come visit Chicago. We'll have you in at the Lincoln Lodge. Yeah. We'll do part two. We'll do part two.
Live app. We'll get into more you know, the crying album is just the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't talk about my family at all. Crazy your family. It's really, that's bananas. All right.
But
it's fun.
Your podcast, Conspiracy Beer Me.
Yes.
And your show at the Stand, the Sauce. Is it the Sauce?
Yeah, I mean, just better off like following the Conspiracy Beer Me page or following me on Instagram. And you can find if you happen to be, I don't know where your listenership's like, but yeah, if you live in New York, I live here now. So follow me there and there'd be tons of shows. My comedy is not nearly as sociopathic as
it's actually very goofy. It's really funny.
It's very goofy.
Jumping up bananas. I'm like, yay, jokes about, you know, Waffle House and stuff.
Yeah, it's just very goofy. And then you're like, I'm sadistic.
Yeah.
All right, Sam.
We're all growing.
Thanks again for being on, man. It was a blast.
Yeah, all right, good to see you.